Trust that all of you are getting ready for the long weekend ahead. And of course, as we know, that Sri Lanka will be celebrating the Tamil and the Sinhala New Year. In fact, I've been told that tomorrow being the last working day before the long weekend. So let me start off with cricket news and rugby news here on www.goforgold.lk. And joining me, of course, is my co-host, Lucky Spiris. And we are thrilled to be in your company this morning. Like I made mention, let me start off with the rugby news, because so far here on www.goforgold.lk, Lakith and I have been stormed with questions about the Sri Lanka Schools Rugby League scheduled to get underway on the 23rd of April. Now, we have a lot of matches being played on the 23rd, 24th and the 25th of April. So I'm going to give you the entire schedule. Suggest that you take a pen and a piece of paper to note it down. Right, on the 23rd of April, Wesley will start off their league season playing against Prince of Wales. Come the 24th of April, the talented DSN Nayaka team will take on Sri Sumangala. Then St. Peter's College will play Mahanama, while Ananda College will play against St. Joseph. So let me repeat that. 23rd, Wesley versus Prince of Wales. 24th April, DS versus Sri Sumangala. St. Peter's take on Mahanama, and Ananda College will take on St. Joseph's. And we end 24th with just one more game, where St. Thomas's College, Mount Lavinia, will play against Thurston. Come the 25th, Trinity College Kandy will play against Lumbini, Isipathana versus St. Anthony's College, Katukasota, is also scheduled for the 25th of April, while Kingswood will play against Zaira. And we wrap it up on the 26th of April, Royal will take on Science. So let me run through the entire schedule once again, because I know it's not easy to write down and remember. 23rd, Wesley versus Prince of Wales. 24th, DSN Nayaka versus Sri Sumangala. St. Peter's take on Mahanama, and Ananda play St. Joseph's, with Thurston taking on the Tomians. The 25th of April is Trinity College against Lumbini, Isipathana against St. Anthony's College, Katukasota, and Kingswood will take on Zahira. 26th, Royal College will play Science. So basically, on the 23rd of April, we have just one match. 24th, we have four games. And 25th, three games. Interesting, isn't it? Right, now then, let's quickly go on to cricket news from down under. The Australian under 19 beat the Sri Lanka under 19 girls by just one wicket in a closely contested game. Sri Lanka women, batting first, were bowled out in the 50th over for 174. Vimakshi Balasuriya made 25, Mayangana Piris 20, and Chamindi Herath, who batted at the bottom, made 20. Mia Bawik for Australia, 3 for 22, and Ira Array, 2 for 29. The Aussie girls got there in 43.1 overs, but surprisingly, they lost 9 wickets in the process. So it was quite an exciting game. Indira Pravani made 59, Aisha Demodi 37, and Aya Jason 20. For Sri Lanka, the top bowler was Asini Thienaganu. She got a 5 for 5 for 42, and Nathmi Upeksha, 3 wickets for 5 runs bowling at the back end. So well played, Australia beating a strong Sri Lankan under 19 ladies team by one wicket. Now, the New Zealand A versus the Sri Lanka A at Hambantota was very disappointing, because look, this was a game that we expected to go the full length, but sadly, there was a massive drop in the light factor later in the evening around 5 o'clock. New Zealand looked set to give Sri Lanka a very good challenge, but sadly, because of the light factor, Sri Lanka win this game on a DLS equation by 44 runs. But let me tell you, New Zealand gave a very good account of themselves, that's for sure. Sri Lanka A made 368 for 8. Lathis Crosspilly made 103. Shahan Arash Chige 74. And Senal Dhanusha, batting in the middle, came up with a quick fire 93. Jim Pringle 3 for 58. Aditya Ashok 2 for 60 for New Zealand. And the Kiwis going very well. 158 for 3 in 28 overs. Looks set to win. Dale Phillips made 34 and Chris Humphrey made 53. Sadly, lights faded and there was no provision for the tower lights to be switched on because that was not in the rule, and the adjudicators had to award the match to Sri Lanka. I thought they were lucky to win on DLS 44 runs. Right now then, yesterday I think I saw one of the finest IPL games in recent times, in all honesty. IPL is really looking very good. But yesterday's game at Delhi was out of the box. Gujarat Titans, surprisingly, were put into bat by Delhi Capitals captain Akshar Patel after he won the toss. And they made merry. They made 210 runs for the loss of 4 wickets, giving Delhi Capitals a target of 211. Shubman Gill, back from his neck injury, made 70. Josh Butler, back again among the runs, made 52. And Washington Sundar, known more for his bowling as an off-spinner, is getting among the runs. He made 55. And for Delhi Capitals, Mukesh Kumar, 2 for 56. Kuldeep Yadav, 1 for 42. Actually, it's a flat track for the batters, and I feel sorry for the bowlers, especially the Indian tracks don't give any opportunity for the bowlers to cherish. Now, Delhi Capitals lost their game by just one run. Can you beat that? 209 for 8. We thought for a moment we'll go in for a super over, but that was not to be. Kehl Rahul, who opened the batting with Pathum Nisankar, made 92 in 52 deliveries, 11 boundaries, 4 massive sixes. Pathum Nisankar himself made 41. I thought he could have gone ahead and scored more runs. But just one bad stroke. He was caught at mid-off, gone for 41. But David Miller remained unbeaten on 41, the South Africans. But Delhi Capitals lost the game by one run. Rashid Khan among the wickets. 4 overs he bowled. 3 wickets for 17, practically unplayable. And Prasad Krishna, 2 for 52. So that is a very exciting game. In all honesty, did enjoy it, watching it yesterday. But the game coming up today from the IPL part of world cricket is Kolkata Knight Riders taking on Lucknow Super Giants. Watch that on your TV sets starting at 7 o'clock. I have one more cricketing result because Royal College met their traditional rivals, Trinity College Kandy, in the Under-19 Tier A semi-final at the Surrey Village Grounds. And Royal batting first, close of play, 328 for 4. Remember, it's a three-day game, and credit must go to Royal. I know they lost the President's Rugby Knockout against their arch-rivals, but with bat and ball, they proved to be a very good outfit. That's it from me and Luckett Peace. I hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning as much as Luckett and I did enjoy bringing it to you. Get your headsets on, listen to a piece of music, take it easy, relax, and enjoy the day.